The beautiful part of what's happening now is that there is a broad spectrum planetary awakening. And that is creating a lot of chaos, a lot of uncertainty and fear. And yet it's also opening up liminal space where these deeper dimensions of consciousness are becoming accessible.
So, if you're willing to share, I'm finding myself curious if your preparation for groups and individual sessions is the exact same or if they differ in some way.
There's slight differences, but mostly similarities. There's two different skills involved on one hand, and the perceptions that I have to ac access are similar. S and the same guides work with me in teaching sessions and individual sessions. The one thing, so in individual sessions, I always leave time for grounding and coming into my light axis and toroidal field and connection with the high frequency light. And then in a session, I'm guided to get to a point where the person's guides take over and they actually lead the session. So if it's whatever the topic is, I'm shown where they're going to be working, what they're working on the physical body, what they want to show me about the physical body, if it's a medical intuitive session. If they want to show me the history of someone that's impacting the reason they had the session, if they want to show me a past life or someone from the other side wants to come over and share something, a whole lot comes through by getting to the point where the guides take over. And I completely step back. I am narrating like watching a TV show. When I'm teaching, I prepare, but and that's after years and years and thousands of sessions. For teaching, when I download the topics for a class, the guides start working on me. And so my life becomes my schoolroom. And I kind of know what the topic is because they've given me a title and for the class, and I'm aware of what I'm having to let go of and what I have to grow into. And so that's an ongoing process. And for some reason, I'm a teacher. It's I have a Sag moon and Virgo sun, so maybe that makes me a teacher. I don't know. And so that's the way my life works. Whatever I'm going to teach, I have to master first. When I taught art, I had to do that too. It just was an ethics I had. But it's a continual embodying and learning process for me. And then the actual time before a session, I'm grounding and getting into my light axis and in tune with the highest frequencies that are going to come in for the class. And that's how I start a class. Did that answer your question, Tiffany?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Is this a good time to take a 10-minute break? I think it would be. We're always on like the 25s or the 35s. We're never like at the 30 or the 45 during this whole 9 days. So it's 12:35. So we'll come back at 12:45 in 10 minutes. Okay. So don't disconnect. Just stay on silent, and we'll be back in 10 minutes. Okay, we're back. Let's settle in. So I do want to go back to the question of how do you guide people into relaxation? How do you bring a group into a centered place? Let's just let that question sit. So you see, there's elements of the that happen before the group meets. And that might it might look differently for you, but it's somehow you attuning to the frequency of what that group is going to be about. And possibly offering preparatory materials leading up to the class or the ceremony. There's also the invitation to the ceremony. Okay, this is gonna bring up a whole thing. The invitation, the marketing, the description of what you are going to offer. That might be a whole different class. The most important point is that everything you do related to creating a ceremony is in the frequency of the ceremony. So sometimes when I write an email to the group, it can take me an hour to write it, even if it's two or three paragraphs, because I may notice that the first thing I write is not quite at the frequency that it needs to be. And then I have to shift and ground and bring myself into the deeper space. And then I can write, and then I even tweak it more to it. It's how I work with art too. You know, it's constant tweaking, tweaking, tweaking to get it to the right, to the frequency that matches what wants to be expressed. So, how you write your description, how you create your invite, what materials you send out, all that on social media is a big deal. But the most important, I think the most important marketing piece for me was what I knew and what was in my being when I initially started my practice. And that was, may I meet with the beings I'm supposed to meet with so that we both mutually benefit. And that has been my, you could say, mission statement from day one. And everything I've done is in that frequency. So it's all this deeper awareness that goes into creating a powerful transformational experience. How is this landing?
Sarah, it's Kim. I'm reminding me, or I'm reminded of a humbling experience with you when, gosh, I don't know, maybe it was 15 years ago, and I created all my marketing material for class, and I remember you calling me up and saying, it's not your frequency. It was more your frequency or something like that. Like I would be attracting the wrong group of people. And you know, I had gotten to the point where I had, you know, it was kind of before people would send out email type stuff, but printed material. And it was all set to go. And I had to scrap it all. And it was a great
lesson. And at the time, I was doing the best that I could, but it just speaks to like the other side of the coin of what you're saying.
Yeah,
So
what you had
I'm
done was
laughing at myself.
good. That
And I definitely got prickly about it. I remember that. And yeah, but I had a sense of this is the right thing to do.
one. Yeah, you had actually borrowed my frequency instead of being in yours, right? And it's not that you couldn't attune to the same frequency I was attuned to, but you were going horizontal, like you were right instead of vertical.
I didn't really have an awareness that I was doing that, but it definitely was a really good lesson. I'm thankful that you called.
Yeah, I rarely do that, but when something's really strong, I'll do
Strong.
it. Yeah.
I know. Yep. All right, so I just wanted to put that in the mix.
Sarah,
Thank you.
could you repeat when you said, "May I meet with the beings that I'm to meet with?" But I didn't catch the end of it.
That it's a mutually beneficial experience for both of us. It's mutually beneficial. So it's not one way. It's not like I setting an intention to attract clients or students to me. It's my intention is that I meet with beings who we create a mutually beneficial experience.
Yeah, that statement went through me like a lightning bolt. It was just so beautiful. And yeah, that resonated with me so deeply. Before that, you used the words like marketing and social media, and that scared me. Yeah. And then that flowed from you, and I was like, oh gosh, that's yeah, perfect.
Yeah, it's again a lot of finessing to engage in like the common ways of communicating and maintain your frequency. It's takes a lot of finessing.
Yeah, and you taught me about a year and a half ago, maybe a little more, and you brought it up during this training that you only wanted to work with people that were willing to engage in their own healing, and that made a tremendous difference in my practice. So I really have always appreciated, I don't think I've told you that, but I've always appreciated that. But this to me even takes it to a deeper level. And I realized the clients I do work with, there is this beautiful mutual benefit. And so I guess that sort of was a subtler intention that maybe I didn't realize I was putting out as well.
It does make a difference. It really does. It's not about any kind of hooking or needing to make money or fame, fortune, the whole thing. It's not about that at all.
It's Renee. This whole area of maintaining integrity and staying grounded while also marketing and putting offerings out there is it's I really get tripped up, and I'm really, really trying to shift this. in the midst of some changes in my practice. And I look at social media, and I'll try not to say a lot here because I really do, Sarah, think that if you did a class on this, I would be the first to sign up. But social media, I look at Instagram, and it sexy sells, hype sells. And I have been my own boss. I have not worked for anyone in decades. And I can feel the, hey, Renee, you got to keep the income coming in. And how do I bring this frequency into my work in a way that really honors it? And just letting myself do like a trust fall into that frequency. And it is a frequent challenge for me.
Mm-hmm. I would say definitely I'm always confronted with that challenge because it surrounds us in everything we do. And so I would say just expect to be frequently challenged. Because it's blasting at us. And that you described it as a free fall. And that is the sensation sometimes that you go through to land in that deeper place. And sometimes you don't. And it's just how it is. But this whole thing of monetizing and the materialistic world is so pervasive. And so, you know, 30 years ago, the spiritual teachings in the spiritual world were not popular. And so it hadn't become materialized. Now, it's over materialized. It's a focus that people are using to make money, to gain popularity, to do whatever they can to amass whatever they need. So the spiritual world has been taken over by the material world entirely.
Sarah, could I add one piece? Mm-hmm. Just the planetary shifts that you've been referencing in terms of social media, which, hold on. We just had Uranus shift yesterday, and I suspect this involves a big shift around social media and the spiritual marketplace. And it's beginning a new 7-year cycle with that.
Sarah, just a really brief circling back. I thought about this yesterday, and it brings tears to my eyes. I thought Sarah could take this training, and you could package it, and you could market the heck out of it, and you could sell it for a ton of money on the Shift Network, on social media, and you could do that, and I see how you work and how you bring yourself into this world, and you're an inspiration. Thank you.
Yeah, there's no part of me that lets me do any of that. I would never even know how to package this. I only do it with what's alive in me. In fact, I don't even know how to put all this stuff into like a coherent book or anything. It just I just keep going with the living energies. So I don't know. I have no inclination to do any of that. And I will remind everyone that I started this in the middle of being divorced with no money, not working at the time, and two little girls. And I had to pick myself up, get a job. I had just had two babies, basically. Find work that I had taken off from teaching, and I found a job doing community outreach for a social service agency. And I had to pick myself up and then like just do that free fall into doing this work. No insurance, no regular income, two little girls, and it's just, I don't know. And then I never advertised because my girlfriend had such a big mouth that she told all her friends, and then boom. And so I was on the path. What was my last job was executive director of the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, which matched my service orientation. I have no idea how this all started, other than spirit guided. And I just trusted it for some reason. I couldn't tell anyone how to get into this kind of work. All I can do is share the living energies. And that's what my teacher shared with me. Also, a lot of these foundational pieces that we've been working with all week, that, you know, the foundation is always the setting for everything that follows. But it's a transmission. Something just took me into it, and I don't advertise. I've been doing it, for 35 or more years, and new clients keep coming, and I have no idea where they come from. The only thing I do is have a newsletter that comes out every so often. It's all been word of mouth, and I have no idea how it all works. No idea, except from spirit. So what I share with you is what my teachers have shared with me. And actually, a very big thing happened yesterday. Very big. So I've been saying to Ken, when I'm done with this training, I'm finished with a very long cycle, spiritual cycle. It doesn't mean I'm disappearing. I'm starting another cycle. But it's completing something that was given to me from my teachers that needed to be passed on. And so what happened yesterday during that very deep meditation where we talked about the offering, you were each connected up to the same surge of energy that I'm connected to. You were each set up on your own two feet to walk your path with support and strength. you're free of me. It's a funny way of saying it, but you're independent. You're freestanding. And each one of you is going to walk in a different direction and blossom according to the fertilizer that was activated in you yesterday. Each one of you. So there's 14 people here. And that energy had to get passed on. And that's what a transmission is. And it's been years of cultivating a group that could receive that transmission. So I'm highly grateful that you've appeared. And that on a level that you may not even know, you received that pulse of living energies. And I always knew so my Sufi teacher was my main teacher, and then a Qigong teacher, and then an Andean teacher. But the Sufi teacher and the Sufi lineage, those were three male teachers, basically. My primary teacher has been Mother Earth. And I would say a collective of light beings that I came from into this incarnation, and they're still with me. And I've loved every one of the human teachers I've had. They've been beautiful beings. And yet, with the teachings from the Light Collective and Mother Earth, I've learned how to tune into the pure frequency and not be attached to a person, place, or thing. Although I do love my crystals and my plants and my dogs when I have them. But learning how to be in tune with these subtle energies gives you an amount of freedom and safety that is really foundational. And that takes us back to relaxation. I can't say it enough. And nervous system regulation. And all the questions that come out of 3D are coming out of nervous system dysregulation. And we're going to have to learn how to navigate that place. So I pose the question to you about how would you guide a group into relaxation? And we're just going to leave that open. I mean, you're going to watch what I do in the classes. And you're going to practice. We're going to set up practice groups. And that's going to be a focus. Because you can't go anywhere. You can't do anything with people who are in fight flight. Is your head spinning from all that? Because I certainly took quite a spiral there. Where are we at?
This is Laura.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you. I mean, humbly and gratefully, thank you for walking your path. And showing up in this lifetime to do this work, to be aligned in this true way, because it truly activates and resonates in my heart and my being.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, what you last said to us, I just brought tears to my eyes. I just felt so moved by it and so humbled and so grateful. And yeah, that's all I can say. Thank you. I can add that.
Thank you. Remember in one of the classes recently, or maybe it was that multidimensional retreat during the equinox, I invited you to recall your peak experiences. You remember that?
Yes. Yes.
What happened with that? Did some of you benefit from that?
For myself, it was extremely helpful in going back throughout my whole life. When I really didn't think about it, just by me talking about it and starting to think of some things recently, I just kept myself open and things just started coming and they kept coming. And so I think those were rebirthed in me in certain ways. I haven't revisited since, but it's funny you ask, because I thought of it this past week, that would be a very important thing to pull out again.
Yeah, because what I want for each of you is to string those experiences like pearls or like for a mala. Those are very living connections to show you who you truly are. And to live with those as the living, pulsing source of your being, it's what connects you to source. And it's so easy to bury those, to forget about them. But they're really important.
What I realized was how many more peak experiences I encounter on a day-to-day basis that I either overlooked or this wasn't in the right frequency. And, you know, what happened yesterday with my daughter just said something, and she didn't mean anything by it, but I responded really groundedly, and it was a beautiful interaction. But I had the awareness right after that, wow, if I wasn't grounded, I could have really misinterpreted that and had a completely different response. And I was just so grateful for that. And like, to me, it seems like maybe a relatively minor thing, but that was a peak experience for me.
No, it is a peak experience. Yes. And what a beautiful moment to share with your daughter.
Sarah, you have had us, you have asked us to do this many times in the time I've been studying with you. And I have found that as I do it again and again, I will often revisit the same, excuse me, peak experience. And yet, as I do so, a deeper dimension of that experience opens up. Mm-hmm. And it's extraordinarily powerful. I know that I posted after my trip to Guatemala, excuse me, about how some of the challenges I had faced there. And it was during that period, or maybe just before, that you had asked us to revisit our peak experiences. And my doing that brought to my awareness how deep my connection with Mother Earth has been, was when I was a little girl. And that was, and how I recognized at that same little girl age, the difference between my everyday voice and my true being. And that delving into that and living with that realization truly sustained me.
And that was a tough thing to go through.
Yes, and I had so much support. It was. So thank you.
You're welcome. Each one of you is a spiritual being. You may not think of yourself like that, but you are. And it's those stringing together those peak experiences that shows you, that brings alive that thread in you. For some reason, I've always known that about myself, but I have an equivalent experience of, I started out actually as a major in journalism and writing. And then I think I've explained some of this, but it'll be a whole nother thing. I ended up switching to art. And I remember the first day I felt comfortable carrying my art portfolio. I was like, I really am an artist. I am. I really am. I feel like a valid person carrying my portfolio. You know, and I want that for you to feel spiritually valid. I don't know if those are the right words, but maybe there's better words for it. But I want to validate how deeply spiritual you are. I'm beautifully touched by how this gathering of illuminated beings, these light beings from many different dimensions, are here that we're part of. I think this is part of the, been able to be realized because of the opening of this planetary alignment. Everyone's been talking about this planetary alignment, but I really didn't know until we experienced it what was going to be possible. But it's this huge, from what I'm seeing, a huge gathering. It opened portals so that there can be this huge gathering around the Earth vicinity realms of illuminated beings. In harmony. And That's why they call it the harmonic convergence, the harmonic convergence. This is like another harmonic convergence. It's reorienting the consciousness of the planet. Okay, let's take our lunch break. So it's 1:30. We're on the 30. And let's meet at, let's see, 1:30, 2:33. So we'll take an hour and a half. And we'll meet for our final session of this part of the training. And we're going to figure out breakout groups and your practice groups for the next couple months. And we'll go from there. Thank you. So have a nice rest and break.
Did you say 2:30?
No, 3.
Oh, excuse me. Thank you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So hang up and I will send out another link. Okay. See you soon. Blessings.